Chapter 6.
Dad?
I stuttered.
He moved!
Huh?
Dad had gone back to the sink to wash his hands for a third time.
What's wrong with the dummy?
He moved!
I cried.
He winked at me!
Dad came over to the counter, wiping his hands.
I told you, Amy, he can't blink. The eyes only move from side to side.
No,
I insisted.
He winked. His lips twitched, and he winked.
Dad frowned and picked up the dummy head in both hands. He raised it to examine it.
Well, maybe the eyelids are loose,
he said.
I'll see if I can tighten them up. Maybe if I take a screwdriver, I can...
Dad didn't finish his sentence, because the dummy swung his wooden hand up and hit Dad on the side of the head.
Ow!
Dad cried, dropping the dummy back onto the counter. Dad grabbed his cheek.
Hey, stop it, Amy. That hurt.
Me?
I shrieked.
I didn't do it.
Dad glared at me, rubbing his cheek. It had turned bright red.
The dummy did it,
I insisted.
I didn't touch him, Dad. I didn't move his hand.
Not funny, Dad muttered. You know I don't like practical jokes.
I opened my mouth to answer, but no words came out. I decided I'd better just shut up. Of course, Dad wouldn't believe that the dummy had slapped him. I didn't believe it myself. Dad must have pulled too hard when he was examining the head. Dad jerked the hand up without realizing it. That's how I explained it to myself. What other explanation could there be? I apologized to Dad. Then we washed Slappy's face with a damp sponge. We cleaned him up and sprayed disinfectant inside his head. He was starting to look pretty good. I thanked Dad again and hurried to my room. I set Slappy down on the chair beside Dennis. Then I phoned Margot.
I got a new dummy,
I told her excitedly. I can perform for the kids' birthday parties at the party house.
That's great, Amy,
Margot exclaimed. Now all you need is an act. She was right. I needed jokes. A lot of jokes. If I was going to perform with Slappy in front of dozens of kids, I needed a long comedy act. The next day after school, I hurried to the library. I took out every joke book I could find. I carried them home and studied them. I wrote down all the jokes I thought I could use with Slappy. After dinner, I should have been doing my homework. Instead, I practiced with Slappy. I sat in front of the mirror and watched myself with him. I tried hard to speak clearly but not move my lips. And I tried hard to move Slappy's mouth so that it really looked as if he were talking. Working his mouth and moving his eyes at the same time was pretty hard. But after a while, it became easier. I tried some knock-knock jokes with Slappy. I thought little kids might like those.
Knock, knock,
I made Slappy say. Who's there? I asked him, staring into his eyes as if I were really talking to him.
Jane,
Slappy said. Jane who?
Change your clothes. You stink.
I practiced each joke over and over, watching myself in the mirror. I wanted to be a really good ventriloquist. I wanted to be excellent. I wanted to be as good with Slappy as Sarah is with her paints. I practiced some more knock-knock jokes and some jokes about animals. Jokes I thought little kids would find funny. I'll try them out on family sharing night, I decided. It will make Dad happy to see how hard I'm working with Slappy. At least I know Slappy's head won't fall off. I glanced across the room at Dennis. He looked so sad and forlorn, crumpled in the chair, his head tilted nearly sideways on his shoulders. Then I propped Slappy up and turned back to the mirror.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wayne.
Wayne who?
Wayne, Wayne, go away. Come again another day.
On Thursday night, I was actually eager to finish dinner so that sharing night could begin. I couldn't wait to show my family my new act with Slappy. We had spaghetti for dinner. I like spaghetti, but Jed always ruins it. He's so gross. He sat across the table from me, and he kept opening his mouth wide, showing me a mouthful of chewed up spaghetti. Then he'd laugh because he cracks himself up, and spaghetti sauce would run down his chin. By the time dinner was over, Jed had spaghetti sauce smeared all over his face and all over the tablecloth around his plate. No one seemed to notice. Mom and Dad were too busy listening to Sarah brag about her grades. For a change. Report cards were being handed out tomorrow. Sarah was sure she was getting all A's. I was sure, too. Sure I wasn't getting all A's. I'd be lucky to get a C in math. I really messed up the last two tests, and I probably wasn't going to do real well in science either. My weather balloon project fell apart, so I hadn't handed it in yet. I finished my spaghetti and mopped up some of the leftover sauce on my plate with a chunk of bread. When I glanced up, Jed had stuck two carrot sticks in his nose.
"Amy, check this out! I'm a walrus!" he cried, grinning.
He let out a few irks and clapped his hands together like a walrus.
"Jed, stop that!"
Mom cried sharply. She made a disgusted face.
"Get those out of your nose!"
"Make him eat them, Mom!" I cried. Jed stuck his tongue out at me. It was orange from the spaghetti sauce.
"Look at you! You're a mess!" Mom shouted at Jed. "Go get cleaned up now! Hurry! Wash all that sauce off your face!"
Jed groaned, but he climbed to his feet and headed to the bathroom.
"Did he eat anything, or did he just rub it all over himself?"
Dad asked, rolling his eyes. Dad had some sauce on his chin, too, but I didn't say anything.
"You interrupted me," Sarah said impatiently. "I was telling you about the state art contest. Remember? I sent my flower painting in for that."
"Oh, yes," Mom replied.
"Have you heard from the judges?"
I didn't listen to Sarah's reply. My mind wandered. I started thinking again about how bad my report card was going to be. I had to force myself to stop thinking about it.
I'll clear the dishes, I announced.
I started to stand up. But I stopped with a startled cry when I saw the short figure creep into the living room.
A dummy!
My dummy!
He was crawling across the room.